This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is the LA Local Morning Update, keeping you caught up with the latest from KNX News. Check back this afternoon for the LA Local's full daily briefing on what you need to know in SoCal.
New details here about what rebuilding in the Palisades is going to look like. We also talked to the man in charge of our special last night. We're looking ahead this afternoon when President Trump is going to be flying in.
Yeah, flying in, meeting with various lawmakers, but some could be conspicuously absent. Let's get more live right now from our Craig Fichtner.
I had a chance to look at the schedule here. The one person whose name I don't see on this schedule, the president will be in town for close to a couple of hours. And there's no mention of California Governor Gavin Newsom being on the schedule. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass is on the schedule for one part of this, what I'll describe as a two-part trip. It starts at about 3:30 this afternoon. The president will be in Pacific Palisades. He'll meet with a fire captain and some other people, also notably what looks like a couple who lost their homes or had their home damaged in the Pacific Palisades fire. So that will go from about 3:30 until about 4:05 this afternoon. And that's when there's this big emergency briefing with what I think is, close to maybe a dozen members of Congress. Most of them are Republicans. Two are Democrats. Also, Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass is a part of that meeting, which will go until about 5:20 this evening. And also Supervisors are Catherine Barger, Los Angeles County Supervisor Barger, I believe, was the one who actually first extended the letter to invite Trump to come to SoCal to see the fire damage. So he'll be in Pacific Palisades. Doesn't sound like he'll see or at least put eyes on the Eaton fire disaster zone. Earlier this week, I asked Supervisor Barger about President Trump. He has talked about withholding money, relief money from Southern California because he doesn't agree with some water policy, some firefighting efforts. And I asked her what she makes of that. She says, offers of help always come with strings attached, in her opinion.
Is he critical of the blue state as it relates to the electeds? Absolutely. But the one thing I've heard from him loud and clear is he can differentiate between the electeds and the people that are impacted. And I get frustrated because everyone talks about strings attached. Never, even under the prior administration of Biden-Harris, was a blank check given. If Congress and the Senate want to, discuss some of the issues that they are concerned about in California, so be it. Strings are always attached. As a taxpayer, I would expect no less.
That is Los Angeles County Supervisor Catherine Barger speaking with KNX News. So again, to recap, Mike and Vicky, the way I read this schedule is that the president will arrive at LAX at 2:40 this afternoon and then likely take Marine One over to a location in Pacific Palisades, be out of Pacific Palisades if they're on time by about 5:20 this evening, gets to LAX at 5:50 and then flies to Nevada. So he's got a very busy travel day. The good part, I don't want to get into Brian Douglas Texas territory. But the good part is if this schedule holds, sounds like traffic tie-ups will be at a minimum.
All right, Craig, thanks. The mayor also revealing her brother lost his home in the recent Palisades fire, saying this is a loss family's going to feel for a long time. She talked at this Palisades Community Council meeting.
My brother, who's lived in Malibu for 40 years, been through many fires, evacuated many times, this time didn't get away.
City Council Member Tracy Park expressing how emotional and difficult it's going to be for people when they return to see their homes, but says they're not alone.
When you go, you're going to see a heavy presence of firefighters and city workers, the mayor's crisis team. My team will be on the ground. If you have any questions, we're there to try to help in all of the ways that we can.
KNX News got exclusive new details on plans to rebuild the community of Pacific Palisades. They come from Steve Soboroff, the developer appointed by Mayor Bass as the chief recovery officer for the city. And he told us he wants to outsource much of the permitting and inspection work to private firms. Soboroff told our Charles Feldman that there will be no move to reduce the number of homes or size of the community while improving the fire resistance.
We're going to let people know what they should be telling their architects to do to make changes so their house is less vulnerable.
You know, there are people, environmentalists among them, who would make the argument maybe we shouldn't rebuild anything.
They've been making the argument since before I was born, and yeah. I'm 76. So let them keep making the argument. But we are. That's not my issue, to either eliminate density or to increase density. It's to bring back a community that has lost its soul, its hope, its self-esteem.
Again, that is Steve Soboroff, just one of the interviewees during our two-hour KNX News special, The Southern California Fire Disaster, What Now? You can hear it on demand at knxnews.com or on the free Odyssey app.
20 minutes of nonstop news brought to you by Oseron Law, the Injured Workers Hotline. President Trump, yes, coming to town today, touring parts of Pacific Palisades to see the damage from the Palisades fire. But not on the list is viewing the devastation from the Eaton fire. Also, of course, he's threatened to put some conditions on any aid sent to the state. Congresswoman Judy Chu represents the areas impacted by the Eaton fire and is going to meet with the president, and we've got her live on the line.
Congresswoman, good morning.
Good morning.
So by the looks of the people and the party affiliation of those invited and what the president has been saying lately, it seems this could largely be a gathering to mainly critique California's management of its water. You just found out last night that you were invited, so what do you hope to accomplish?
Well, there will be a meeting in which Democratic legislators have also been invited. I led a letter to invite President Trump to see the devastation, and it was signed by myself, Brad Sherman, Senators Adam Schiff and Alex Padilla, Ted Lieu, and George Whiteside. We were all invited along with his entourage, and so we will be meeting this afternoon, except that the senators, Adam Schiff and Alex Padilla, are still in session in Washington, D.C., so they could not come.
Yeah, they've got things to vote on there. Are you disappointed that he's not, at least not on this list, is any tour of what happened in Altadena?
I am absolutely disappointed. Actually, that will be my number one request, that he come to see the devastation in the Eaton fire, so that he can see how it has affected everyday working people who, through no fault of their own, suddenly lost everything that they had and all the memories of a lifetime. It's important for him to see how this has affected all those folks.
We are speaking live with Congresswoman Judy Chu from the Eaton fire area. You know, politicians often go after disasters and they look around and they express, you know, their heartfelt words. But what do you get after that? I mean, people need things after this, and this is going to go on for years and years. So again, what do you hope to get out of this?
It is really important to focus on our federal government and disaster aid. This is the time, in fact, to push for that. And the message has to be very clear that we in America do not withhold disaster aid for those who are at the lowest points of their lives, who are so devastated. Wildfires certainly have no political affiliation or political party. We need to be sure that people can get back on their feet, and the federal disaster aid will help immensely in that effort as people try to rebuild.
How do you break through on that issue, though, when it still seems to be an issue that might end up being a problem for us? Because the president, is still talking about it.
Well, I think there's some misconceptions. One thing is he's very focused on the Delta smelt and the water up there. He's saying, oh, that Northern California water needs to come to Southern California. But actually, we have plenty of water in our area. We are not suffering from a water shortage as of now. Our reservoirs are full, and we are a separate system, and we don't get our water from the Delta. So I want to clear that up, and I want to ensure that he sees that our system of firefighting was very well intact, and that we were able to do as much as we can. But this was a fire with 100 mile per hour wind that blew these embers 2 to 3 miles wide within a matter of minutes. This was something that even the greatest resources of firefighting could not have stopped in terms of its devastation.
Governor Newsom seems to have been kind of left off the list of those invited. Do you think he should be there, and would it be helpful in any way?
I absolutely think he should be invited. It would be helpful, in fact. He is going to be at the tarmac, though, so he is going to be greeting President Trump and making sure that he has the resources he needs to really understand the situation down here.
Congresswoman Judy Chu will meet with President Trump later today. Congresswoman, thanks so much for talking to us.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least 3 times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up, a woman rescued from flames in Malibu meets face-to-face with the firefighter who saved her. Morris, 20 minutes of nonstop news continues.
More of a handle on the Hughes fire near Castaic, so people are going back. Evacuees talking to KCAL News.
And even when I got home tonight, when I was thinking, like, just getting home, I mean, and I just thought, when am I going to have to do this again? Like, you know, this one was a lot.
Some parts of the area still under the evacuation of warnings. And most neighborhoods, though, have had it lifted. Officials are warning people coming back, be cautious because of the poor air quality. A lot of smoke, a lot of ash.
Please don't let me burn alive. Please don't let me burn alive.
That is Patty Phillips saying what she thought was her last prayer while trying to evacuate during the Palisades fire. She didn't know at the time that her husband, James, demanded an L.A. fire captain, Malcolm Dix, drive him to where she was trapped in her car with her dog. Malcolm talked about how he managed to spot her on the narrow dirt road in the middle of walls of flame and smoke. This was on our KNX News special, The Southern California Fire Disaster, What Now?
She wasn't able to reverse or move and stuck in her car. It was just her LED reverse lights that I saw. And then we made a plan to go get her, got her. Fortunately, she had her dog and put everybody in my truck, went back down to PCH. We got back through everything. And then we had to drive through the fire front again and get up here to Fire Station 70 on PCH and dropped her off. And we went back to work.
Malcolm says the tragedy has been tough on him and his fellow firefighters.
You mourn for people, and at the same time, there's things that you always feel you could do more. So that's where a lot of firefighters, when a community has trusted you to save them and save their property, and you can't, it's a burden you feel for a long time. And I thought I saved certain homes on certain streets. I went back to those streets, and the houses are gone. You want to be everywhere, but you can't. And so that's what's hard.
To hear more, you can go to knxnews.com or the free Odyssey app, where you can listen to the Southern California fire disaster, What Now?
Is Pete Hegseth going to lead the Pentagon? Full Senate expected to vote today on confirming the Fox News host as the next defense secretary. Democrats still raising issues about his character, his fitness. They've peeled off at least a couple Republicans.
A confirmation standoff could be imminent after two Senate Republicans broke ranks to try to block the confirmation of Trump's embattled defense secretary pick. The Senate Thursday voted 51-49 to advance former Fox News host Pete Hegseth's nomination. Hegseth is accused of sexual misconduct and alcohol abuse, among other allegations, which he has denied.
CBS's Taryn Small. Republicans can afford to lose one more vote because J.D. Vance can break the tie.
About 500 Marines and sailors based at Camp Pendleton are now being deployed to areas along the border with Mexico, part of the president's illegal immigration plan. About 1,000 Army troops from other U.S. military bases also being sent to the border under the president's plan, which follows his Inauguration Day declaration of a national border security emergency.
We need the rain this weekend, just not too much of it, too fast and too heavy in these burn zones, because that triggers the worry for mudslides. We've been talking a lot about this week, about the preps that are underway. Let's bring in the L.A. County Director of Public Works now, Mark Pastrella.
Hi, Mark. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Good morning.
So I know the county's been taking steps for some time to protect these areas, these fire burn areas, you know, working with your partners and all that, with the K-rails and the sandbags and more. What is left to be done so you feel confident?
Hi, Vicki. Thanks. Yeah, we're been mobilized for 24/7 for the last 3 days, 4 days, implementing what you described there, these provisions to make residents safe and to capture sediment before it reaches our waterways. So we're active. We're narrowing down communities of vulnerability. By today, I'll have our progress report and know this morning I'll get a progress report. I know we're very close to what we believe is complete, but we still have a risk to residents throughout LA County whenever it rains. So we want people to remember to be alert. They can learn more about what's going on and make themselves ready by going to ready.lacounty.gov. To get valuable storm tips.
There was something that we keyed in on your last news conference as you were talking about. If you have a slope behind your home and you live close to one of these fire areas, after everything that's happened, I mean, you're really worried about some more of these hillsides actually coming down and not just, you know, some debris flow coming down. We saw that house in Pacific Palisades right over by the Getty that, mm-hmm. that split in two.
Yes, yes. In fact, post-fire events, you will see, even when it's not raining, you'll see what we call dry ravel and slopes to the breaking up and falling apart, going into different roadways and that. And so the supporting system of the foundations and the roadways is vulnerable right now. With water, with rain, we expect more of that. So what we're doing is, and we've been out visiting all the homes in the burn area, the properties, and assessing their vulnerability and making provisions to protect them, but also just advising homeowners that live in those locations that they may want to not be in the home during this first rain event.
So you said you've been visiting all those homes, but what percentage of the homes have actually been checked by a county or a private geologist? Is that 100%?
In the burn areas, we're at 100%.
Good news. That's good. And you're feeling confident. Feel confident about them?
I feel confident. But as I said, you know, there every situation cannot be predicted with rain. I think we've reduced the risk by a tremendous amount with our coordination with the state and federal agencies helping us put the major provisions in place. And then we still have the leftover risk of being in this area. So we're advising burn area residents to remain indoors if possible, avoid contact with any polluted stormwater runoff. And if they see or need any help at all, they can call 1-800-675-HELP or 1-800-675-4357.
There is a long piece in the LA Times today, which I think you've seen because you're quoted in it, but it's about what they call dozens of missed opportunities to water system upgrades. Not all you guys, not all Public Works, but also DWP, but they do say there's a county report that said critical goals would be met if we did these, and this came out 10 years ago, so time to work on it. You're quoted as saying a lot of these wouldn't have made that much of a difference. Why?
The system that's built, it performed as designed, and the upgrades that we're talking about are long-term upgrades, like maintenance upgrades to the system. So it wasn't as if we were improving capacity, but making it more resilient by standing up or improving the tanks that in the Malibu area. And this was my quotes were specifically for Waterworks 29 that serves the city of Malibu and some of the unincorporated areas. Again, I've got to say it, and it's an opportunity to say it right here. No municipal water system is built to fight a wildfire of this size. Two or three homes can be fought with our water systems at any given time in a neighborhood. And as you all know, this fire, it ignited many, many homes beyond any of our resources that we could have met.
So when we build back, what's the plan? Is it going to be better than what we had? Because you understand the frustration, which is a word that doesn't even describe it for people who've lost everything. They say we pay such high taxes. Why aren't we protected?
Yes. So we've been improving the building code and fire code provisions for years. And in fact, if you go into the fire area, you'll find many examples of homes that have been built in recent years where they survived. And it had a lot to do with the way they were constructed, the defensible area around them. And yes, the water system that helped the firefighters and the way we attack that system, it has evolved over time. And so while my heart goes out to so many people who lost their homes, take a look at what the structures that have survived. You'll see that some of the provisions we've been making, creating more resiliency, have worked. We just need to do more of that in a wholesale scale way. And we will be doing that as we permit new homes, as they return to the unincorporated areas, as well as I'm sure in the city of LA's area.
You want to talk again Monday after the rains?
Yeah, sure.
All right. LA County Director of Public Works, Mark Pastrella. Talk to you then.